My guest today on Piano Jazz is singer Veronica Nunn. Her warm, sweet voice has a touch of humor, and she's aided and bedded by Travis Shook, her piano. Hi, you two.
Hi, hello. How are you?
It's kind of a reunion in a way. I haven't met you before, Veronica.
Oh, that's true. This is the first time, and I'm so honored. You have no idea how excited I am about this.
Well, thank you. Of course, Travis, as you probably know, was on the show years ago.
Yeah, when you 1997, I think.
Was it really?
I think it's been that long, believe it or
not. And now, I guess I can let it slip out, you two got married.
Yeah. We got married
in... It's not a secret anymore.
Right. We got married in 93, so...
No, honey, we got married in 1997.
Oh, we
actually
did. Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
we've been married 10 years. We just had our anniversary.
Oh, that's right. Usually it's the woman that always remembers.
What did you get me? Hot sauce from New Orleans, I think, as the anniversary present.
Yeah.
It seemed like an afterthought to me, to be honest, but that's okay.
Oh, it's wonderful that you're here. So many things to talk about. How did you two meet?
Well, we met in a jam session. I think it was Iridium. Was it the Iridium?
Yeah.
And usually they have different keyboard players come up when they call singers up. And Travis had just finished a solo thing, and then they said, oh, well, why don't you stay for this singer? And that's how they said, this singer. And Travis stayed, and we played You Don't Know What Love Is. And we played together like we'd been playing together forever. It was the most amazing thing for me.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so then I gave him, I wanted his phone number so I could use him for different gigs, and I didn't have a pen, so he wrote his phone number in my book with my lipstick pencil.
Yeah. Well, at least it was there.
Yeah.
And you picked a good song. You don't know what love is, but I guess you knew after that.
Well, yeah, we have, and that's fortunate.
Very fortunate. And you know now what would be nice to hear you two do a number, because I've been listening to your record, which is just great, Veronica.
Well, thank you.
Is it your own record company?
Yes.
I know what Dead Horse like. Records. That's what
that was her idea for the name.
Well, my brother actually told me a long time ago to stop beating a dead horse, you know, with the jazz, because sometimes it takes so long to get going with jazz.
Oh, he has enough.
Right. Well, I thought it would just be a good name for a label, you know, just to keep making records on it. So,
absolutely. Well, I'm dying to hear the two of you perform.
Great.
What do you think you're going to... open up with?
Oh, we're
going to
open up with One Note Samba.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
That's on this latest album, so. Or
great.
CD now. There's no such thing as albums anymore, I guess.
I'll sit here and listen.
Okay, great.
This is just a little samba, built upon a single note, and the note that's bound to follow is the root of still that note. Now this new one is a consequence of the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the skills I know, and at the end I've come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you.
Veronica, did you have a musical family? How did you get started?
Well, my father played jazz trumpet, and my mom, she didn't really play any instruments, but she really loved like all types of music. And she loved Broadway show tunes, country music, I mean, everything. And she really made sure that my brother and I were exposed to a lot of it, to everything. So I think that was her love of it. She would play all these records. In those days, we had records. And it was 78s, actually. We were playing 78s. I don't want to date myself. But and I grew up on that. I grew up listening to everything. So.
Well, did they have a lot of jazz clubs where you're from? You're from Arkansas, right?
Mm-hmm. Little Rock. There was a couple of places, but I was actually very fortunate to work with a gentleman by the name of Art Porter. And he had a son, Art Porter Jr., who was a horn player, but Art Porter was the jazz pianist in that area at the time. So I worked with him and a gentleman by the name of Bob Steele. But I think when I moved to New York at 19, that was when the real education, the strongest part of the education began.
So how did you get started? Like, what would be your first gig?
Well, I started hanging out in the Village a lot, and they had a session going on at now it's called Sweet Rhythm. It used to be Sweet Basil.
Yes, I remember.
And that's where I met Big Nick Nicholas. I met Big Nick there. I met Doc Cheatham, Eddie Chambly, Ram Ramirez, and they kind of took me, actually Big Nick took me under his wing, and I started playing all these clubs in Harlem. There were still a few clubs on 54th Street at the time, and that's kind of how I got my real true education, is just the jam sessions there that they ran.
You worked with so many people, and you were with Michael Franks for a while?
Yeah, actually, I'm still with Michael. I've been touring with him for 15 years. And
really? You just can't keep a steady job.
What? That's really true.
That's amazing. Well, I know we talked already about you getting married. And it's just great that you happen to marry a piano player. I mean,
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as singers, we tend to develop attractions for piano players or guitar players so that we don't have to split the money when we do the gigs.
Well, I guess you get a lot of ideas, you and Travis together.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, for me, it's... I don't know, I don't really want to say when I get the ideas, but they come, like, if I'm riding the train or if I'm cleaning. It's always like something that's not in a what we consider a creative space. It's just when I'm just doing something, you know, mowing the lawn or something like that. You know?
Same thing for me. And I always have an idea and then no paper. I have to use a back of a ticket or anything I can find. I remember a musician telling me he had an idea for a song, and he wrote it on the side of his car.
Wow! What did he? Do you know what he wrote it with, or was it?
I guess it sounds to me like his finger in the dust.
Oh, well, yes, that was dirty. If he's a jazz musician, more than likely his car was dirty.
Yes, I think so. You know, I would really love to do a tune with you, Veronica. If
this would be great. I would love to. We don't need Travis. We'll just, you and I can do it.
Well, if he doesn't mind, that would
be
fun to do.
I would be so happy to listen to you.
Wow, this is incredible. This would be such a great honor. I can't even begin to say. I was so excited. Yes, definitely.
Well, the thing is, what should we do that we both know?
Why don't we do They Can't Take That Away From Me?
Great song.
So we'll do it now, right?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on that bumpy road called love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of...
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.